Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Recently, televangelist Pat Robinson suggested that Haiti deserved the horror of this week's earthquake because of a so-called pact with the devil the country had made in rebelling against France. Ludicrous, to be sure. But you could argue that Haiti has made an unwilling pact with a devil of a different sort, the United States of America. In fact, Haiti's symbolic center, their national palace, which was destroyed in Port-au-Prince this week, was built by a contingent of United States Marines that had been sent to Haiti to occupy their land for nearly 30 years. In the years leading up to 1915, the Haitian-American sugar company, HASCO, an American business venture, was threatened by political turmoil from rebelling Haitians called CACOs. This became one of the driving factors that led Woodrow Wilson to order the United States Marines to invade the country and occupy it in 1915. The militarized U.S. occupation of Haiti continued until 1934. The American occupiers imported the social protocols of the American South, Jim Crow-style segregation, and disenfranchisement of practically every living Haitian. While there, the Americans built a grandiose capital in Port-au-Prince, which the recent earthquake has now leveled. Perhaps this is what Pat Robinson alludes to when he says that Haiti made a pact with the devil. Of course, you'd have to be literate in Haitian history and not consumed with fantastical legends of fictional devils to know that. And historical literacy is something we will never accuse Mr. Robinson of. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.